Monday through Friday devotional podcast aimed at helping you grow more mature in your walk with Jesus. Our reading today comes from John 21, verses 15 through 17. And the word of the Lord says this: When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." And he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." I want to talk to you today about baby talk. But first, let's pray. Lord, help us to understand your word. Speak to us simply today. Speak to us plainly. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the early reformers, John Calvin, observed that when God speaks to us, he speaks to us in baby talk. He said, "For who is so devoid of intellect as not to understand that God, in so speaking, lisps with us as nurses are wont to do with little children?" He's saying to us that God comes down to our level in order to accommodate himself to our understanding when he wants to make himself known to his children, just as a nurse in the nursery with the little children would do. She doesn't speak to them in full-blown plain English. She lisps. She talks baby talk to make herself understood. And Calvin says God does that for us too. And in these verses, we have an example of this. Notice that in this passage, Jesus is restoring Peter to ministry after Peter's spectacular failure, denying Christ three times on the night when Christ was betrayed. And in these verses, we find Christ undoing Peter's denial, asking him three times, "Peter, do you love me?" And then replying to Peter's protestations of love for him by saying basically, "Well, if you do, feed my lambs, guard my sheep, feed my sheep." What catches our attention is something often noted that was happening below the surface, not evident to those of us who read the text in English. In its original language, Greek, when Christ said to Peter, "Do you love me?" he used a word for love that refers to the highest kind of love, the sovereign kind of love that God possesses. Peter answered Jesus using a different word for love, the kind of love that is most highly prized among men, family love, familial love, the love of brothers for each other. Both Jesus and Peter understood themselves to be using the highest word for love, I suspect. Well, who was right? Obviously, Jesus was right. Jesus is always right. But what's arresting is that Jesus, in the last statement of his question to Peter, came down to Peter's level, using the term for love that Peter had been insisting on. Jesus spoke to Peter in baby talk. He came down to Peter's level. And that's the whole thing that God has done for us in Jesus, isn't it? He's come down to our level to show us who he is. You know, God is so other, so different from us, that we can never, in the strength of our own understanding, hope to grasp who he is. The Bible tells us that he dwells in unapproachable light, an unfathomable knowledge of himself that none but he can grasp. But he wants to make himself known to us, and so he became one of us in Jesus, the God-man. The child's question, "What is God like?" is fully and satisfyingly answered in the statement, "He is like Jesus." Do you long to know what God is like? Look to Jesus. He is God's description, spoken to us in the language of the children that he loves, and in a language that we can always understand. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for speaking to us in our language through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give us eyes to see your radiant glory in his shining face. Open the eyes of our heart to see the depths of your love in his sacrifice. Show us your tender-hearted mercy in his forgiveness. Glorify your name among us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us again today. Join us Sundays for our online service at 9 a.m. or our on-site services at 9 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. We have an on-site evening service at 6 p.m. as well. Look for our new app in your Apple or Google App Store. Search for BF Sebring to get your copy. Thanks again for joining us. Stay safe.